It is time for another edition of the At Your Service podcast, part of the Branson Podcast Network. We are very happy that you're with us today. I'm Scott McCauley. Of course, on the At Your Service podcast, we have various topics. Of course, we talk some with the Taney County Health Department. We also have a weekly visit with the Missouri Department of Conservation. He tried to say in three words or more. And now we have one of our longest-term guests here on the program, and that is the Stone County Community Health Coalition. I say that because that is not signifying anyone's age, because we're not going to go there, but this just signifies that the Stone County Community Health Coalition and the At Your Service podcast and Ozarks Now, we've had a long-term partnership, which we really appreciate. And, of course, the person that helps coordinate that is Monica Miller of the Stone County Health Department. And, Monica, it is good to see you again.
It is good to see you.
Yes.
And see you on the side.
Here. Yes, we're actually doing this. We're recording this on July 13th, and we're actually recording in a different studio because this is one of the busiest days of the Branson Podcast Network history. I think we're doing like four programs on this very day.
Impressive.
And yes, it's impressive, but you schedule a lot, it's
impressive.
Yes, yeah. And occasionally you kind of get some signals crossed. So we ended up having a double booking. So we moved to a different studio today. And I sit in this studio when I sit for Josh Grisham on the My 100.1 program. So
cool.
It is it's a different little look. And I know we will say on the record that for the most part, Monica's very impressed with Josh Grisham's decorations in this studio.
Yes, and he's clean and tidy.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes. And you don't often see cleaning and tidiness in the other studio. But
no, you keep it clean over there.
That's I try to, but if you
this looked, is just OCD clean over here.
If you looked at my desk, you would not say that. And definitely if you looked at my Jeep. But that's a whole different story. So
different podcasts.
Absolutely. Yeah, different topics, different podcasts. Yeah. Hey, we and since I'm sure Pam's monitoring this, we probably need to get the business. By the way, before we do that, is it true we're going to have a Pam Burnett sighting next month? Is that true?
Yes, and I was lucky enough to get Carrie to come a second time after all the rigmarole last time.
I know.
She's still here.
Well, and then we threw her for a loop and threw her in a different studio.
Yes.
How about that?
So she gets a special treat.
That's right. Well, Carrie, before we get going, let's say how you're doing today.
I'm doing well. It's a little bit of a crazy day, but you know, I love those because I can go home and just relax for a little bit at the end.
Well, and it's been, you know, we're already into the heart of summer, you know, and that's, I think, another thing that we're having a hard time believing is we're sitting here in July and we've already started talking, and I'm sure you have, Monica, about back to school.
Yes,
and
that's
I know what
part
that,
of our program today. We're talking shots.
I know. Well, let's just jump into it. It is that time, isn't it?
It is. So we're really lucky in that Carrie and I both support Stone County residents. We really love the fact that when school starts, there's a lot of things that happen with the kiddos and school shots. And Fordland Clinic really does their part, and we do ours. We both have our medical mobile units, but we just really emphasize the need to be available for students with shots. There are quite a few immunizations that are needed prior to kindergarten, and then again middle school, and then exiting at high school. We have a great clinical staff that can answer any questions, but I really want to guide people to the Department of Health and Senior Service website, and you can go in and you can actually print out a card that shows exactly what they need when. So very, very important, and keeps everybody safe and well. I can get into really specifics of the date now.
Go ahead.
If you just go with it.
Let's
I'll roll with it. Okay, so we're really looking at July 27th, having school shots available all day in our Branson West office. That's a Thursday. That's 2 weeks from today on the calendar day. I know that with the podcast and you recording so many, I'm not sure when you might tease on your program, but that's your call. You're the boss. But we will have a big walk-in clinic on that. And then our family nurse practitioner, not family practitioner, but nurse practitioner will also be doing the what do you guys call them for the sport physicals?
Yeah, sports physicals. Yeah.
Sports physicals are required for kids being on teams. So we'll have those at a very nominal fee. I know there was some discussion, either $15 or $20, but very, very, very inexpensive
right.
for
and
that
again,
to happen.
For anyone doing a sport in a Missouri high school or actually Missouri school period, this goes for junior high as well, you are required to have a physical on file with that school.
Yes, yearly, correct?
Yep.
It's annual.
It
okay.
is annual, yeah.
Yeah, I knew you being the sports buff that you are, well, you would know exactly what I'm talking about.
That was even required back when I was in school, and we won't say how long ago it was. But
that was only like, what, 5-10 years ago, Scott?
I hopped in, just
a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a little bit different hopping in the covered wagon to go, but that's a whole different story there.
Uphill so. Both ways in the snow.
Without shoes, exactly.
That's a nice touch.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, the snow, and it was the fact it was snowing in July was a really good interesting twist when we did that. So but yes, seriously, you do have to have those on file, and they will. And I tell you what, schools are a lot more strict about this now, but they're basically not going to let an athlete get on a practice field until that physical is on file. There's a certain date you have to have it filed by, so they're mm-hmm. going to make, so it's a good idea to get those done now,
right? And that's why we wanted to offer it before there would even be any sports stuff happening. So that's the July 27th
right
target.
And I see also on here that I assume that some of this goes into the back to school fair coming up at Reed Spring, right?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for looking ahead. So every year the back to school fair happens at Reed Spring High School. It's going to be August 11th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is not something that, you know, Fordland or Stone County Health Department are in charge of. We're just participants. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, Love Inc. did that, organized everybody. We all had booths. Once Love Inc. was no longer in existence, Unite Table Rock Lake picked that up. It was first kind of with the Stone County Fire Auxiliary, and then they moved, right. And they have a great bunch of people. They also do that the Christmas toy drive.
Right.
So a lot of great things for our community. They're running that. I do know that we're kind of lucky that we have pens and pencils and clipboards. That's what we'll be giving away. I'm not sure what Carrie will be giving away. A lot of times we also have our medical mobile units there. It really just depends on their need. They have dental. There's just so many things that happen at that fair. To really take care of our most vulnerable population. So if for some reason you're not signed up and you would like to, if you go to the Unite Table Rock Lake website, there's a link to register to be a participant. It's easier that way than just to walk in. You can walk in at noon, though, noon to 2.
And I do take it that from our conversation, Carrie, that Fordland Clinic's a part of this as well?
We are, actually. And this will be the first year that all three pieces of our clinic will be represented.
Right.
Like, I will be representing the medical side, and then we always have dental has always gone.
Right.
And they, I mean, you should see my office right now. We're preparing for 700 or 800. So mm-hmm. it's wall-to-ceiling boxes. But we're also going to bring our behavioral health talk therapist, Drew, because we know that in the schools and just in the Stone County community, mental health disorders are rising and the need is growing. So we wanted to offer these families who may be in crisis and from that also may have additional needs in that area, just to let them know he is available. And we'll have a little game, like we're going to do kind of a ring toss thing, and then mm-hmm. they can win prizes, that sort of thing. But we're mainly just there to let people know that we're here and to give them little goodie bags and answer any questions that they might have. But I wanted to go back to something that Monica had said about fit sports physicals.
Right.
We actually partnered with Reed Spring, mm-hmm. and they have us coming August 9th. So they can just sign up straight through Reed's if they wanted to do that. We've got two of our main Fordland Clinic providers coming down to do that. And then, of course, vaccinations, we're already deep into that already. We've started to get calls on those, so they can call us for that. And our main family nurse practitioner that deals mostly with that is Jane Stoner, who we share with Stone County Health Department.
And as we've, I think we hit on this a little bit earlier, but you know, this is, you know, for athletes and students that have a regular physician, that certainly will do it. But this is for people that may not have that. And I
Correct.
Is it, it seems like we talked a little bit about this last time you were here, but are we seeing where there may be, and I think a lot of this may be after COVID, where people kind of lost touch with a regular physician, that you're yes. seeing more and more families that don't really have a regular doctor?
Yes. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of new patients, not necessarily new to the area, but yeah, maybe it's been 2 or 3 years. And you know, if you have a regular provider after you've been gone for a number of years, you're considered new. So Right. We've got establishing and then reestablishing, as well as people that are just moving into the area since COVID.
Right.
So
you have a, and on the Reed Springs School Fair, and you kind of touched on this already, but this is kind of one of the advantages of an event like this. It gives you a chance to either have the community get re-familiar with what you're doing, or for, in some cases, just introduce yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's funny. I lived here for almost 2 years before I even knew Fordland existed in Kimmerling City. I just thought it was part of RT's. So I was like, isn't that fun? You know, anyway, you know, it's on a main section there. It's, you
right.
know, and,
yeah.
But what I've noticed is all you have to do when you tell people where we're at is just across from Harder House on 13.
Yeah.
It's like a benchmark.
Yes.
So it's definitely a way to get our name out and having a newer provider from Cox Endocrinology really helps.
I think a lot of this is that, of course, everyone knows, I say everyone, I think a lot of natives to the area know where Fordland is east of Springfield, so they
Correct.
Think Fordland Clinic. So is it like I go to this clinic, then they just point me arrows to Fordland? No, there's actually a clinic that's based out of the Fordland Clinic, but that's in Kimberling City, right?
Correct. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And you told me last time, are you getting ready to add one in Springfield?
We just did. Yeah. It's actually in the Burl Springfield office.
Right.
But so, you know, because of our partnership, they allow us to come in. I think we've just upgraded. We were doing 2 days a week. Now we're doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in that clinic.
So, and I know we had this was going to be part of our conversation today, so we might as well talk about this, about the whole purpose and kind of the whole foundation, what Fordland Clinic's all about.
So, In as quick as I can say it, we are a community health center that's a kind of an all-in-one stop shop. I mentioned earlier that we have dental and behavioral health, but as well as what you would call primary care. We also, the thing that a lot of people don't consider when they're looking at a primary care clinic, I wouldn't have ever, is the amount of like social services that
Right.
we also have. So if you don't have insurance, you can either do sliding fee scale, or myself or the other, my new partner in Fordland can help you sign up for Medicaid, or we can do Marketplace when that opens back up in November, as well as provide food, housing, transportation resources, mainly through OCAC on a lot of that. But mm-hmm. we have a lot of community partners, especially mm-hmm. with the Community Health Coalition, that help us do that.
Yes. And Monica, it's the model that we talked about. I know what we talked on one of our recent programs about the health assessment that Stone County recently went through, and then and all those
yes.
priorities that are all lined out now.
Yes.
And one of the things that keeps coming up is access to health care because of cost. And
Correct.
I mean, that's something that's still on a lot of people's mind, isn't it?
It really is. So what we really looked at, and we had so many different players involved in it. So I believe that how we looked at it was, how are we going to address poverty? And that is a big, big deal, right? So that is how we're looking at it. And we're actually in the group stage where we have the I don't like to say the C word, the committee word, because a lot of people don't always think of that as like action oriented. So we're really action teams. They don't know that when they signed up for the committee, but it's really an action team. So we have incredible people that come, and they have a vested interest in really moving our people from, you know, here to wherever they want to be. And I think Carrie really addressed it well, in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of needs out there. We really made all these great gains before the pandemic, and now we have to just really get back to where we were and push forward. And as a team, I'm really happy that Carrie and I have partnered so well for so long, because now our bosses are going to partner and do some things. So we're really, you know, striving forward that partnerships and collaborations, not just through coalitions, but through agency to agency. How can we help each other, but really to serve our community and make things a better place?
Monica, didn't COVID kind of redefine what some of this is going to look like for us?
Yes, absolutely. I just remember so many times, I think there were two or three times where you and I did shows and I was on my couch and just praying that my dogs weren't going to bark. That was a different story. But I just remember thinking, wow, you know, I could see Scott's face in my mind, but is this where we're going to get stuck forever, where I'm just calling in with him and we're trying to figure things out and plunge away? And so it was just that crazy time. But then once you had to stabilize, because it was so huge and how it affected like our day-to-day operations, like nothing else happened other than, you know, every single one of us tracking, you know, cases and doing tracing and trying to support each other and lift each other up and help people. And then just talking to people that responsibility of, oh my gosh, I don't want to be the last person that these folks talk to. You know, if they do die, that whole part was super hard. But I think it really made us prioritize on an individual level what really matters. And so I think that's now moving to the workforce, right? So each agency is really looking at what really matters, what's essential, what is our mission, what is our vision, and how are we going to make that happen?
You know, when you were saying that, it got me to think that I remember one of the things is that people forgot that the health department, you know, did other things besides COVID testing. I mean, it didn't cancel anything else out. Now, granted, a lot of that went on hiatus for a while because there wasn't a lot open. But eventually, correct, you still had inspections to get back to. When school got back, you still had shots, some
absolutely
of the stuff we've already talked about.
Correct.
So you still kind of had business as normal you needed to do.
Correct. I just remember when things kind of settled down, I thought, wow, the group that, you know, socially isolated and stayed home. I mean, you and I were not in that group, Scott. So just the idea of, you know, people talking about social isolation, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, they're 90%. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't us, because we were at the office more than we ever were, because we were doing the regular plus the other. So it just is a much different game now.
And it really, really affected healthcare too, Carrie, because that's, and we also chatted a little bit about this, but there's not been a healthcare person in the industry, whether running a clinic, whether one of the hospitals or whatever, that has not said that their world has changed, you know, once COVID came around.
Oh, 100%. Like when we first came, like I actually entered, you know, you speaking of social isolation, my whole interview process was remote. It was virtual. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I came into it in that kind of isolated. Well, the rest of the world is isolated, but we were not. I mean, we were anyway. But yeah, I think the biggest thing that we noticed as we were coming out was how long referrals were taking. There was a lot of, let's just call it out on the carpet, there was a lot of burnout during COVID in healthcare. So we had a lot of understaffing and that sort of thing. So it took a while to kind of get, I think we're just now really getting back
being
to
able
regular.
To, yeah, help right away rather than waiting.
Yes.
And we're not the most patient people.
No,
we want our people.
And you're not either when you're in pain or if you have something chronic that needs to be addressed.
Right? Well, and along those lines, that was one of the things that was happening too, was that a lot of regular screenings were going by the wayside, you know, whether it was a mammogram, whether it was colonoscopies or whatever, you know, the screenings that we do at certain ages, those kind of went away for a while.
They did. You know, they were prioritizing diagnostic during COVID and also just COVID. I mean, there wasn't room to do a lot of those screenings, and people were just, you know, they, whether it was something they were concerned about going into a hospital
right.
during the time of COVID, you went from having your patients who went, you know, every couple of years or every year, depending on the screening, to going almost 3 years.
Yeah.
So they had to play this quick. And a lot of them were like, okay, now I want to catch up. And so mm-hmm. they were trying to schedule 4 or 5 different screenings right as we came out. So it kind of overloaded the system for a yes. little bit.
No doubt. But would you say that you're kind of in a mode now where we're kind of back at a level, maybe not exactly the same, but at least we're kind of at a level field on regularity again?
Yes. Yeah, we're starting to level out and we're getting back to, we're seeing that, okay, you know, they've gotten their screening, so now we're, you know, 10 years for the colonoscopies, however many for mammograms and, you know, and like the Hep Bs for
mm-hmm. yeah.
Hep Cs and stuff like that. So yeah, it's getting there.
So as a clinic, and we touched on this a little bit earlier when we were talking about the school readiness fair, the school fair that Reed mm-hmm. Spring is putting on and getting involved in those community events. That's kind of the, and that's always been a part of what people like Fort Lynn Clinic and clinics would like to do, but this is going to be really, for you, one of the primary ways of making contact with people now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, just between doing podcasts like this one, I've seen even in the last 6 months the number of events that I'm going to just really,
right.
really skyrocket. So yeah, I mean, it is the primary way we get our word out there, because, you know, we are a nonprofit, so we don't have a huge budget the way a lot of them do, and I'm sure Monica's is Stone County's the same way. So.
We are, but I was really impressed that you were at the Kimberling City 50th birthday party, because it was the hottest day in the entire
universe. Oh, I remember that day. It was very warm, wasn't it?
Universe. Wow. That was something. Great turnout. Really impressive. Loved that, and so yeah, Carrie's out there. I don't know if the next really hot event, and it's guaranteed, Scott knows this, the next hottest day of the year, Crane Broiler Fest.
Yeah.
So
we didn't get in on it this year, unfortunately. We missed the deadline, but we're on it for next year.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, right. But you can still visit and get some chicken.
Oh, I'm for sure doing it. Our new CEO is from Cape Fear, so we're starting more. Yeah, we're starting outreach now in a lot more northern county, northern parts of the county too. So be looking for us definitely next year at Crane, and then I think we're gonna do a couple of events this summer or this fall in Cape Fear.
So. Yeah, you know, this is a little bit off topic, but since we were talking about Crane, before we get a little bit more into the Stone County Community mm-hmm. Health Coalition, we've had several conversations over the last week, but you know, Crane back in the spring had the big announcement about the new facility coming in for the transport facility that's going to be helping with delivering goods. And we were talking to the school. Well, she's no longer the superintendent. Chris Johnson was the superintendent, but she has left.
She's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. And I hope.
But Kelly's amazing too. You'll love her. I forget Kelly's last name all of a sudden.
Met her briefly at one point, but yeah, we're looking forward to that visit. But we were talking about the fact that when an announcement like that happens, it certainly has the potential to bring more people into the district. But when you get announcements, and Stone County's had a lot of those announcements, and we, you know, had Sheila from the chamber on here a few weeks ago on Ozarks Now to talk about this.
She's amazing.
That also,
she knows everything that's going on.
She does indeed. And if you didn't know about it, she will let you know.
That's right. I always count on her. I'm like, where's Sheila?
But when that happens, that also kind of goes under your court, because that could mean more people coming in and more people needing your services.
Absolutely. So we are, and you know what, Crane is amazing. I mean, it's an amazing town.
Yep.
I mean, what they've done with that pool, I got to do Crane Parents as Teachers. I mean, the upgrades that they've done, amazing. And then the, it just left me. Oh, the pain management class in Crane filled up at the library. So Crane is amazing. I didn't really know about this facility, but I'm sure it'll be extra amazing now. So.
Well, but that has a potential to bring in more jobs, which could bring in more people. And that's kind of where I was going with that. I had a chance to visit Crane for some sporting events this year, and a lot of stuff is going on over there, mm-hmm. which is kind of the way the county goes, which again is something that the Stone County Health Department and Community Health Coalition stays on top of.
Right. We are very impressed with any major event that any of the towns or cities do to encourage people to participate in a healthy way in their county, but we want to be there. The one thing that I did want to really give a shout out to as far as one of our churches, Living Word Church, which is in Branson West, it's behind Dana's Barbecue. They're doing a big 5K and 10K fundraiser for missionaries on Saturday. Now, it is called the Bacon 5K, so at every station, you do receive bacon. Now, that's not necessarily what the Coalition or the Health Department or Fordland would support. However, you know, maybe it balances out, right? But I think it's the cutest idea ever, right? The Great Bacon Race. And so instead of getting water at the stations, you get a you get a delicious stick of bacon. I'm all in. I'm signed up.
Are you?
Yeah, I won't eat the bacon.
I was going to say,
I'm joking. I'll have one slice.
You were
moderation.
You were not getting away with that one because I know better than that.
Right. You know, that's why I can't be a vegetarian. It's bacon.
I don't remember. We were having this conversation on one of our shows, but, and I mean, you know, everything needs to be done in moderation, but I mean, it's bacon.
Right.
It's bacon.
Right. Moderation. I'm only going to go to one of the stations, Scott. One station. Yep.
So basically what Monica is saying is maybe as a fundraiser, you could buy a spot behind her and then get the bacon at the other stations.
Absolutely,
that you
would have gone. Right. That team will win.
That could be a fundraiser. That's actually an idea. Could be a fundraiser.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That is brilliant.
That's going to be a fundraiser. So, and if I didn't already have some place to be Saturday, I'd probably have four or five of those spots bought myself. But anyway.
Right behind me. All right.
And where's that at again?
That they start at Dewey Short.
Right.
And then they kind of head out. Like if you're in the long run, you're going to go past the Bell. You're going to go however far. If you're in the 5K, then you just kind of go to the Bell and back, maybe a little bit past that. But so there's some options for you.
Right. And then that's the benefit, the missionaries, right?
Living Word Church sends kiddos on mission trips. Yep.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
great.
It's for their kids.
And I know they do a lot of work with you over there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And they let us use their church for our staff meetings. I mean, we're really lucky. So we get to meet in the middle. They're a great church.
So anything else we need to know going on with the Coalition?
What is happening with the Coalition? Like I already mentioned, we'll be there at the Reed Spring Back to School Fair. So that's August 11th. I had a great meeting with one of the kids from Galena High School from years ago. She's been out of high school. It was when Ryan was the teacher, so I know it was years. But she's going to help with the table. She said, I've always wanted to do something with the Coalition. Now I can.
That's right.
So a former student. So really excited that she'll be at the table with me. I should mention this because it went really, really well. The Coalition last month went through QPR training, the suicide prevention training, the question, persuade, and refer. And they were amazing. So I don't know if I complimented them, if it was after, because I know Carrie brought in us for the lunch and learn for Fordland Clinic.
We had talked about their training, but I think that yours was yet to
that
come.
Was still coming up. Yeah, and it was phenomenal. Great feedback, really powerful stuff, really, again, things that matter. So it went really
and it seems like I see a lot about that in other forums right now, that this is really something that's kind of taken front and center stage on several different fronts. We've talked about it, especially involving younger people, on why this is so important. And I don't remember who I was talking to on one of my shows the other day about the emphasis on mental health has really come front and center in all aspects of life. But I think this is certainly kind of something that really is a tool that people can grasp to help.
Right. And you really brought it out. You really were great with the Go Caps kids on teasing that piece out and having them talk about from their perspective the importance of mental wellness. And this is just one more thing in our toolkit, but I think it's really important. And what always happens, the synergy. I know Sherry Navarre is not with Taney County Health Department anymore, but when we wrote the work plan for suicide prevention, we were very intentional on aligning our things with Stone and Taney County because we felt like the more people here, and that's one of our great partners. I know they're in another county, but we don't care. We want to serve the Table Rock Lake community, and we all, you know, cross paths. And I think the power in numbers of having, you know, Kara and Kayla and, you know, they have quite a few people trained over there. There's a couple of us in Stone, but we all work together and it matters. It is actually getting that baseline of, you know, we have people that can help others. We can provide hope. The seeds of hope and the seeds of change are, you know, where we could see them in Stone and Taney County together.
But yeah, and the coalition is a very important part of that. And Fortland Clinic is one of the very valuable members of that coalition. And it's been great to have Carrie Brewster back with us again. And so let's remind folks before we wrap up, if they need any information on the Fortland Clinic, what would they need to do to get it?
Well, they can visit our website, fortlandclinic.org, but specifically for our Stone and Taney County residents, if they're wanting more information about the clinic, they can call 417-739-1995, and we'll get them taken care of.
And again, it's across from Harder House in Kimberly City. You don't have to try to find Harder House in Fortland.
No, there is no Harder House in Fortland.
Yeah, but I did. It's funny, I had a game over a few weeks ago. I had a game over way over that way, but I was going by on Highway 60, and I go, I know where the Fortland Clinic is in Fortland.
Yeah.
I drove right by there. So
yeah, we're really excited. We've got some expansion things happening up there. If I can just plug it real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
We're expanding our dental. So we're having 3 more chairs and an actual couple procedure rooms. And then we're actually putting in a pharmacy.
Oh, nice.
Great.
So nice. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, we're excited.
Very good accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to have coalition partners, Monica, and I know you've got a lot of great ones, but to see what Fortland Clinic's been able to do and continue to expand and certainly help in our neck of the woods, it's been something good to see.
It really is. And I don't want to neglect you. You're probably my first and longest member coalition member.
Like honorary coalition member.
When I started, Scott was already a member. And he really has been, you know, so 10 years. And
wow,
he probably was longer than that because I think, you know, Trisha would have had recruited you for that.
Yeah, we worked with him for a while. Yeah.
He's really the long time guy.
It's funny because I'm the long time guy here at the station, 33 years.
Wow.
And so I guess I was going to say. I'm getting up there.
They're going to always come to you now, Scott. You're going to be in that group where they're like, so back in, you know, 19, blah, blah, blah.
In 19,
what was it like here?
You're like the historian.
In
1906, here's what we did. We put a can there and a can there, put a string.
Yeah.
And that was called one newscast. So there we go. So anyway,
it's been,
we were talking about that the other day because I was, and Steve Willoughby, and Steve left for a few years as back, but he was here in that time too. But he and I are the only two people that worked for this organization before we were in this building.
Wow.
I was only here a few months before we moved in here, but this building we started in here in June of 90 and I started in April of 90. So.
Wow.
So
Steve are the historians.
That's right.
I'm not just joking around.
That's right.
Eh? We'll serious.
Give you the history of radio in this building. It's great. And now we're doing podcast in this building. So it just shows you how everything goes. You know, we probably, if I am a long-term member of the coalition, I would be remiss if I did not give you an opportunity to make sure people know how they can get involved in the coalition.
Thank you. So anybody is welcome at any time to join in. We meet at the Southern Stone County Fire Protection District right across from McDonald's Pizza Hut there in Branson West. And we meet on the third Thursday from 9 to 10:30. We always spend coalition time the first hour and kind of go deep into the partnerships, collaborations, the health assessment, the health improvement plan, prevention strategies, all of that. And then the last half hour is really dedicated to networking, where how can we support each other? How can we share? What can we do? How can we build a better community together? So that's kind of how the layout of the whole land is. They can always go to our Facebook page for the coalition. And then if they're a talker and want to be on the phone, they can always call me to get more information. And that number is 417-357-6134.
All right. And I will tell you, on our next At Your Service podcast with the Stone County Community Health Coalition, we are going to answer a question, because there have been some questions. Is, does Pam Burnett really still around?
Right.
The answer is, well, Monica knows, because
she is boss lady. She's still boss lady.
She's still the boss lady, mm-hmm. but she's not come in and checked in on this segment of her of her organization. So she's going
worried.
To come in.
Right.
She's worried. I'm already.
Are you petrified?
I'm already going to have a clipboard with me going, okay, we're going
to. Let's invite Steve, too, just to make it more interesting. Well, let's have boss man and boss lady in.
Yeah.
Really, we would like tippy toe around, Scott. That would
tippy toe around. We'd be out of here and let
right,
them handle
let them
it.
Do it. Okay. Yeah. We'll go to Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely. Right. Well, and now here's the good news. We have done this whole show in a new studio.
Yes.
And we have survived.
And did we make it in time?
Yes, everything's good. Okay. We're great. And my chair's dropped down for the third time. So if you'll excuse me, so I just can get back to the microphone.
You're
a trooper. I really thought that we that this was the one chair that was working, but I guess it's not.
So no.
There you go. Anyway, well, here's the deal. We are going to be back here next month on another Stone County Community Health Coalition podcast. And Monica will have Pam and hopefully another member, right, of the organization.
I'm working on somebody from the health department because it just seems like they always hear from me. So, and you've had enough of me, Scott. I need to mix it up. So I'm going to try to get he's leaving that one alone.
Yeah, definitely leaving that one alone. Because it's one of these things, Carrie, that if we both talked, as long as we don't talk too much, we'll keep our jobs. So
there you go.
There you go. Carrie, we do appreciate all the work you're doing with the Portland Clinic in Stone County and in Southwest Missouri. And congratulations on your expansion. I'm sure we'll get a chance to visit with you again soon.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Carrie Brewster from the Portland Clinic, Monica Miller from the Stone County Community Health Coalition, wrapping up this edition of our At Your Service podcast. And the At Your Service podcast, wrapping up, part of our Branson Podcast Network. Don't forget, we've got a lot of other great podcasts that you can listen to right now. We've got some new shows coming as well. So check it out, the Branson Podcast Network. I'm Scott McCauley. Thanks for joining us today on this edition of the At Your Service podcast.